All right, 10:07, Conservation Show for a Friday. We say hello. You can tell it's cold outside. They are both bundled up. Sunny and Blake in studio. Cold out there, isn't it?
It's chilly.
Yes.
Balmy.
Balmy.
Yeah.
We say hello to Jenny as we start the Conservation Show in style. Hello, Jenny. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good. It is kind of chilly. I had to get out and shovel this morning, but got to do what you got to do.
I was going to say, don't you have people for that? You're much too important to go out and have to do manual labor.
No.
No. How do you answer this? No.
And Jenny still probably has to clean bathrooms and suites and all
yeah,
that
not
fun
all,
stuff.
Yeah, not all the time. I have some really good help, so.
Good.
Yeah.
I was kind of waiting.
But,
and
yeah.
I didn't know whether you were kind of pausing and thought to yourself, yeah, I should have people for that. What
yeah.
the world?
In
yeah.
second thought, there should be more. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, I do. I am very lucky. I do have lots of times people do shovel for me. So, yeah, do not feel bad for me. I avoid it at all costs.
Yeah, can't say as I blame you. So what is the condition of the lake in right now after the snow that we got, or was it just not enough to really matter?
So I think it's still good. Yeah, it's not too much snow. And, you know, when it blows, like I'm looking out and there's some, looks like it blew off of some areas. I don't know, depending on who you talk to, some people thought it would be okay to have snow. You know, we do have, like, some different heave areas that we've been kind of avoiding and just fishing on this side of those. So yeah, there's mixed reviews on that, what snow would do. In our area, we have about 9 to 11 inches, so it's a pretty good amount. And, yeah, we're just kind of starting doing, like, ATV and side-by-side traffic, but we're, like, you know, kind of check where you're going first and things like that.
So what has the fishing been like for the last week since we last spoke last Friday?
So I feel like before Christmas, there's not as many people trying to go fishing, so it has, like, the fishing pressure isn't as much right now. Mm-hmm. But the people that have gone out, we've had some really good reports. You know, before this snow cover, it was pretty easy to see fish and stuff, and they were a little skittish, so that's why some people do like this snow cover. Like yesterday, people were doing a little bit better because the fish weren't getting as scared. There's just a little bit of
the pro
buffer
right
in between
there.
It. But yeah, so we've had reports of perch, and they look like some really nice perch, 9-10 inches. And then bluegill, a few crappie, and actually a lot of smaller walleye have been caught. So that's pretty exciting.
Nice.
What are they using?
A lot of smaller tungsten. People were saying waxworms, but then yesterday the smaller tungsten or like the shucks with a minnow was working. So a lot of Wonder Bread.
Sure.
It's always good.
The veritable plethora of species in Big Stone continues, yeah. Yes.
I'm glad you brought up the movement on ice before the snow, Jenny. That has really shown how much she's evolved over the few years here. Just a really proud moment for me, for you.
Yeah, proud dad moment.
Yep.
Thanks, Blake.
Yep.
She has grown.
She has.
Indeed, yes.
That's impressive.
She's grown powerful. Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jenny.
All last year, it was a struggle.
And
with no snow.
Yeah. And still shoveling snow. So
there is some bonus to the snow.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So are y'all baited up, ready to go for this weekend?
Yes. I have red and white spikes, waxworms, and minnows. And yeah, lots of tackle. And if you need Christmas presents, I have that. I have like baskets. I have gift certificates. Lots of things. So we are open right now, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So let's see. It is Friday, so we will be open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then we will be closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then we'll open again on the 26th at 7 a.m. again. So then we'll be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Have you been selling lots of gift cards, gift certificates?
A few, yeah. We have people that kind of call every year, and I can mail them, and I have emailed them. So, yeah, even if you're like me and a last-minute person, I can still help you.
There we go. And don't forget Schmidt's Landing, the place to go for your pizzas and your refreshments before you hit the ice. Get out there. How are the cabins looking? You full? You got some openings? And what does the new year look like?
So this weekend we still have openings. Once we hit the 26th, that week is a little bit busier. And then once we hit, our weekdays, we do have openings, and I am running the special I have the last couple years where if you stay 3 weeknights, you get your 4th weeknight free, which is $130 value. So, ooh. And that comes with like being able to get on and off the lake access and the fish cleaning area.
So we've talked about this in years past, and I don't remember because I don't remember from week to week what happened. I don't remember what I did earlier this morning, much less a week ago. Mm-hmm. Are you still selling your access passes for the year?
Yep. So what we've done, we've tried all sorts of different things, and the best thing that we have found is we do the winter season pass, which is $100. And what that does, like earlier season when you're not driving, like if you're bringing your ATV, we have an area to park on shore, and then you can go on the lake. That is $100, and we do have those available.
Once again, give the phone number in case folks want to get a hold of you and give you a buzz where they're out on the ice and they demand a pizza in the middle of catching many, many perch and many, many walleye.
605-432-6911. Otherwise, you can look us up online, schmitzlanding.com, or on Facebook.
I want to wish you and your entire family and everyone at Schmidt's Landing a very Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Thanks. You too.
The one and only Jenny from Schmidt's Landing out there shoveling, getting it done. Kind of sounded a little bit like she was out of breath.
a little stuffy.
She was a little bit out of breath there. I kind of felt bad for continuing the interview because I'm like, she sort of sounds a little tired. Maybe I ought to wrap this up.
Yeah. It's a grind.
Yeah.
Shoveling?
Yeah.
That's why snowblowers were invented.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But sometimes it's like, there's only a few inches. Maybe it's just easier to just grab the shovel instead of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really just excited for, man, she's come a long ways in her report, I will say.
Yeah.
Blake is smiling the whole time and nodding his head.
Like, wow.
Yeah, there was a definite sense of pride there.
Yeah,
that you could tell coming from the Blake. Yeah.
Yeah, no, last year was a complete struggle without any snow on the ice whatsoever. So those fish would see you and they'd take off, and so I'm happy that we have a little bit of snow now. That should help things out for the bite and make it a little bit more relaxed. They're not so anxious to keep moving. So,
yeah, I went last Saturday, and it was awful. I was like, oh, I bought this live scope, and it's not doing me anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just not see them?
Well, I would see them. But, like, if I made any sudden movement, like, above the ice, they'd get spooked. Or if I even, like, jigged, like, just a tiny bit, they just swim right off.
Yep.
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, there's pros and cons to the live scope. It gives you a lot of information. And some of the information is not good. And that was all the information I received on Big Stone last winter.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fun to watch fish behavior in a live scope. That's what I appreciate about them more than anything. They do not catch you any more fish. They tell you a fish is around.
Yeah, it was more frustrating than anything, seeing them swim up and then sit there. Okay, a sudden movement, they're gone.
Yeah, it makes you realize you need to become a specific type of fisherman, and you kind of have to have a plan and stick with it, because if you're just going to try to do what the live scope tells you to do, you're going to be chasing your tail, and you're not going to catch as many fish if you would have just stayed your course with a normal sonar and just plopped down in your bucket and rode it out, you know?
I'm still happy I got it.
Ah, I find it's fascinating to watch fish behavior and how they react to baits and how they interact with other fish.
For sure.
That just seems super in-depth, but you really do learn a lot from them.
Yeah. Fishing should be better with all this snow.
So you didn't catch anything?
No.
Did you take the tungsten jig and pound the bottom?
Oh, yeah, I did. I tried just about
pound
everything.
That, you gotta pound the bottom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Pounding the bottom scared them. So I learned that didn't work.
You gotta have one big jig and one small jig. That's my ticket.
All right.
I find pounding them when there's nobody around, when there's no fish around, pound the bottom and then stop.
They get curious and.
And then wait.
Yeah, that, and they're looking for food stuff. In the mud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they see. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's.
Ice fishing can be great, or it could suck. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
There's no middle ground.
Not a lot of times.
Right. No.
Sometimes there's I caught six or seven, and I'll have to be happy with that. Sometimes that does happen.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's either this is great, or I should have stayed home on my couch and took a nap.
Yeah, all this time.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's always a matter of perspective, too. Somebody says, I caught some fish today, and they're happy about it. Somebody caught some fish today, and they're just ticked off about it because they weren't, they didn't catch their limit.
Mm-hmm.
Still above the ice, got all my stuff, caught a few fish, good day.
I've been seeing some four-wheelers, some snowmobiles on the ice. Mm-hmm. I saw a car the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They parked at our access, it was a truck, and then they were hauling a car, but they didn't have a pass. So you're not getting away with that if you come to the park. So make sure you have your pass,
because
I'm
going
to find you.
Not up in here.
And there's many things.
Sunny has time on her hands.
Yeah.
In the winter.
Oh, come on.
She's got more time on her hands. How
now
that
it's winter.
Now that it's winter, she has more time on her hands, and she will find you.
Sunny will come out and pepper spray you. I've seen her do it.
I will not.
She will shoot you with pepper spray right in your eye.
Unless I feel threatened, no, that's not happening.
Blast you in your face. No, I'm kidding.
You're far too friendly.
That's Blake.
You're far too friendly. Yeah. No, still got to get your park pass, even if you're going to park at a park. Even if you're going to pass through to go drive out on the lake, you still have to.
Yeah, we've had some changes to our park pass over the, how many days ago? 5 days ago, we had a major change to our entrance licenses. We now have two types of licenses. We have a resident and a non-resident, which has never been done in South Dakota, but we've been seeing it in other states. And they've had some success with it, so
we're always the last to join the party. You know, we kind of hold our ground for as long as
Minnesota doesn't do it
humanly possible. I'm
yeah,
just generally
we do
saying
lay
that
behind
over the
sometimes, but that's okay because
the grand
we can
landscape
see how other states, you know, successes with it. So that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we have those two licenses now. The resident increased by $4. It was previously $36, and now it's $40. And the non-resident now is 60, but it's still buy one, get one half off. A difference there, though, you may remember if you got a pass, one of them, you get like a little coupon with it. We're not doing that now. You need to buy two right away to get the buy one, get one half off, because you will not be getting a coupon if you just buy one. So that changed a while back, like in October, but
yeah.
It's a good reminder. So if you want to get two, just get two right away for the buy one, get one.
Mm-hmm. Great stocking stuffer.
For sure. I know previous radio shows I mentioned that UPI is selling park passes, but they are not anymore with the transition of ownership. So, as of now, they aren't selling any fishing licenses or park entrance licenses. So, if you need to get those, go online or just run to the park and use our kiosk. There you go. Now you know.
Boom. Yeah. Changes all around.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it, though.
definitely worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the park changes. It's been a pretty long time coming.
Yeah, we haven't had a fee change since before COVID, and
yeah,
we got to take care of our facilities and all that.
So yeah, so you're the parks division. I'm the wildlife division. I do both, but in our side, we changed our license fees as well, and so a lot of our license fees are going to be changing across the board. For both resident and non-resident for specific things. And that hasn't changed in a decade. So we are way behind the eight ball on that one. We held out as long as humanly possible. So there are going to be a lot of different changes this coming year to different fee increases and pricing for things. But ultimately, it's just going to go back to the resource that we all enjoy anyways. So should be good.
Yep. It benefits you in the end. I mean,
yeah. I mean, look at the habitat stamp specifically. That has expedited any project that we have had. Well, let's just use boat accesses for instance. That has expedited any project that might have been on the 5-year plan to probably the 2 to 3 year plan, and it's probably already done and completed. A lot of projects that we had not forecasted to be done in a very, very long time are already now either in the process of or have been completed as well. It's been pretty awesome to have those funds available for those projects because it's just going to immediately benefit sportsmen. I mean, that's basically your investment into your facilities, and it goes specifically to it. So looking at what we had for 5 years ago for our boat accesses, a lot of them, I mean, they were in decent shape, and we kind of limped them along. But now we got new docks, new planks, new parking areas, new roads, new grades. I mean, you name it. All this stuff takes a pretty large amount of money to operate and to manage. And so now we have some pretty stellar facilities, and we are working on projects that really were forecasted for quite a while out and now are on the docket to be addressed and then work on new accesses and new locations. So, yeah, Rhett stays busy in Watertown.
He does.
Yeah, and all the other guys around the state do too, but we see it most directly here. So it's a good problem to have, having well, solid facilities.
Yeah, a little difference to you makes a very large impact to us. So,
yeah. Yeah, it was pretty neat seeing how much success we've had with projects that have really, I mean, and every year changes too. So all of our finances on a particular year change and priorities change. But when you have that dedicated fund, you can just go do what you need to do and get things squared away. So make them available to the sportsmen. So, yeah.
Well said.
Sure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Have you checked any ice fishermen yet?
I have. Big stone. Tough.
Tough. Was that prior to snow? Or?
No snow, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We really only had snow cover there for a brief window, a couple days, and it all melted off. And then now we're obviously have snow again, so I don't have a fresh report. Jenny's report is probably better than anything I would give anybody, but just in the Northeast right now, there is fishable water everywhere. So there's guys already driving on some bodies of water. I mean, they got a pretty significant ice sheet north of Highway 10, so they're already driving around lakes and trucks, and it's kind of crazy. But that's the Great White North, and that's why Sean is living there. He is the bearer of all things white. Okay. Old man Winter himself. Just shout out to Sean.
I saw him yesterday.
Did you? How was he doing?
He seemed like he was good. I only talked to him.
Winter Wonderland.
Right.
Never been happier. Mm-hmm. That's good. Should get old Sean back on the radio show. What do you think, Carino?
I
believe that we should see Sean at some point in time. It has been too long. He has left us and forgotten all about us.
Yeah, I kind of feel
he's not been back one time.
I kind of feel like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's good. We
I'm
got
sure
a lot.
He'd love to come back.
He always had the most interesting topics. Not to say your topics are not interesting.
I'm not
you have a full Post-it note there today. It's not half.
I already said like half of it, so.
But Sean's got you so beat on the random topics, it's not even, there's no comparison.
I've heard, people told me, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't, well, she doesn't have his northern Minnesota background, where he was telling us tales from the Arctic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I need to live a little more life than to have those tales.
Yeah. He's got you by like 2 decades, so it's fine.
Okay.
Although, in fairness, and not to criticize, because you know I love everything and everyone.
Yeah. Lover of people you are.
A lot of Sean's stories he repeated. Like I don't know how many times we heard that one where he was fishing in a foot of water, the ice fishing. I mean, we heard that like, I don't know, half a dozen times. So a lot of the stories he regurgitated.
So he never remembered.
Yeah.
A lot of the stories he just spit out, you know. The same story is over and over again.
And then, weekly listeners are like, you have told this one.
Yeah, they're telling their kids now. So this guy went out, and they're in a sandbar. You never knew it.
Right.
Never caught a walleye before. I hope that's changed for him.
Yeah, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad.
How do you live up here and never even luck into a walleye? How is
that
even possible?
Did he never use minnows or...
You would think you would luck into a walleye living up here.
I've caught a lot of random fish I wasn't trying to catch. Sometimes I've caught walleye while I'm not targeting walleye.
Never upset about it.
I'm not mad, but it's just stuff that happens.
I'm thinking he may be feeding us a line in that one. He may be trolling us a little bit. He might be trolling
That's
us.
Good.
Yeah.
We talk about ice fishing all the time.
Yeah.
And he's just...
Yeah, he's leaving us with a little nugget to remember him by, and he's trolling us. And it's worked. 1029, it's the Conservation Show. Continues next. 1033, it's the Conservation Show. It continues with Sonny and Blake, Blake and Sonny, on the program.
What's going on in the parks world?
Cassie's got a program this weekend at Pelican. It's, she called it the Great Candy Cane Hunt. She always has the most clever names, and I can appreciate that. So, that's tomorrow, Saturday, at 6 p.m., so you're going to need to bring your flashlights. And
it's a night hunt.
It's a night hunt, so also dress warm. What's the weather looking like tomorrow?
Tomorrow's going to be
way nicer.
We are getting into some better weather here. Tomorrow is mostly sunny and 24, 13 Saturday night, 30 up on Sunday, and then we'll be 28 Monday and Tuesday, 32 on Christmas Day, and 35 on Thursday.
That's better than today, for sure.
Accurate.
So, yeah, that's going on tomorrow at Pelican.
Pelican?
Pelican Rec area.
Pelican.
Nice thing is it's a solstice, so you don't have to... You know, be out there at 9 p.m. You can be out there at 5:30 and it's dark.
Right.
What time does it start?
It starts at 6.
Bam.
So you got to bring your flashlights and then they'll have prizes for when you find candy canes, I guess. So.
Headlamp?
Yeah, headlamp would be good. I wonder where they're all going. I'm guessing they're probably...
Day use?
That's my best guess. It doesn't say on this.
Maybe they have an archery course. That'd be fun.
That would. They should do some archery programs out there. That would be fun. I saw in the shop yesterday, they had a deer target, and then they put a red nose on it. I was like, that is so cute. But they're shooting
Absolutely.
It, so then it kind of defeats it. But I thought it was a great idea.
Hey. Nice.
Yeah.
Still rocking the programs this close to Christmas. Good for her.
Yeah.
Anything up this direction?
There's a self-led New Year's Day hike. If on New Year's Day. I think I'm hoping that Jeff grooms our trails soon for cross-country skiers.
Mm.
So that is something that you can do at the park.
How many sets of skis do we got now?
Probably 15. 15 is
good
my
number.
Guess.
Good
yeah,
number.
15 sets of skis.
Snowshoes?
So they actually, yeah, snowshoes are free. We got plenty of snowshoes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys want to come out to the park and rent something, snowshoes are free to check out, and then our cross-country skis are $5 for the day, which is a steal
yeah.
to me.
So it you is. Go walk in the snowshoes.
The cross-country skiing, I didn't think that I would enjoy that in the slightest. It's not
did
bad.
Did you use ours, our skis?
Yeah, I did. I didn't think I'd like it at all, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
You can... It's challenging enough there that if Jeff takes the course through the hills, you got to actually know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of pick up speed, and they're pretty not like downhill skis.
No, they're quite different. It's an entirely different
mm-hmm.
thing, cross-country skiing from normal skiing. So hopefully we get the trails groomed soon so people can do that. We've gotten a little bit of snow that it could work okay. We would need a little bit more snow, in my opinion, for it to work well for grooming. But yeah, those are fun things that are that you could do at the park. A lot of people have been driving around at the park. Jeff put up a few lights around some trees in the East Campground. So,
nice.
Yeah.
He's in the festive spirit.
Yeah, he does. He does okay for that.
I haven't been out past his house. He's probably got a bunch of blow-ups, Santa Clauses, and nice.
Probably.
Good. I honestly don't have a ton to talk about today, so.
Well,
I'll just
can
it.
I buy my new fishing license for 2025 yet?
You can.
Okay, that's
you
good.
You can. December 15th. That is that date. Anything beyond that date, you are good for your quote-unquote 13-and-a-half-month license. Greatest deal you can get. A lot of states say you go from the day you buy until it's done, but we do not. We will give you a grace period of 45 days after the 15th of December, and then you're good until basically January 31 of 26.
Crazy.
Yep, so if you don't have a license right now, it's the steal.
Yeah, it is not as good as the parks.
No, it's not months. Even close.
But it really doesn't matter if you're an annual. It really doesn't matter
Sonny's
if you're
a little bit biased.
Annual purchaser yeah. of the license anyways. You're like, I'm just going to buy another one. You
right.
know, but yeah, you can buy any combination. Fishing specific or small game, and then honestly, for anybody that doesn't have their combination or small game license, like this is the best time of year to be pheasant hunting. So the birds are starting to concentrate. There's some weather putting them in a thermal cover. They're very much easier to locate. They're not in a large landscape. So yeah, guys that do bird hunt get pretty excited to go out this time of year. So. Including myself, so.
Yeah, so buy your combo.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got a great lake resources all around the Northeast, too, so you can fish, too.
Surf and turf.
For sure.
Great story. Compelling, rich.
Yep.
Yes. I just wanted to see how long we could sit here.
Yeah.
And stare at one
yeah.
another. What are the yeah. what about the hunting seasons? Are we officially done? What's left? What are we doing? What's going on?
It's a great question, happening? Jeff. It's a great question.
Trying to move the conversation.
Yeah,
I know. Well, you didn't enjoy the dead air?
No. I wanted to see how long it would last.
You two just kind of stared at each other. It's like who will blink first?
You can hear our blinks.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So anybody that had a antlerless tag for East River deer season, that will end here in 2 days. So that will be done. Goose season ended on the 16th, so that is now done. Yeah, pretty much pheasant ends the 31st of January, so we got another 40 days, plus or minus, till the end of January to hunt pheasants, and then any of the mentor tags go to the end of the year. So anybody that hasn't filled their mentor tag yet or their youth deer tag has that opportunity until the 1st. So, yeah, that's about it, though. It's kind of crazy. Hunting just comes in a big, giant movement towards everything's open and available, and then closure dates start to happen, and now it's just basically down to a few last remaining. So I suppose fall turkey, that's still open too, but I would imagine most people had great success on fall turkey.
Isn't that open right now?
Yep. Got a couple days left. So ends on Sunday. But most, we didn't have a ton of tags this year, so I'd imagine pretty much everybody should be done. There's plenty of dealers in the landscape, so I'm guessing they didn't have a problem filling those tags. So, yeah, it's getting time. Yeah, just go hang out with the family, celebrate Christmas, then go fishing. It's by far the best time to fish is December, in my opinion.
It's better now that there's snow.
Now it's even better on Big Stone because we have snow. Exactly. No, it's been pretty good. Bitter's been really pretty productive. There's a lot of smaller fish in there for walleyes, I guess, but numbers are good. Guys are going out towards Wabe, having some success. A lot of small sloughs having success. Yeah. If you got a wheeler, it is probably time to get that thing rolling because it is perfect four-wheeling conditions. It's right on the cusp where you're driving a truck out there. I'm not doing it.
Not on Big Stone.
No. No, we need another few inches for me to be comfortable doing that. But four-wheeler, side-by-side, absolutely. We're sitting pretty good there. So.
What about depths? What depths should people be fishing at?
I can't answer that.
I should have asked Jenny.
Right on the bottom, right? If you're going, I don't know what you're charting.
Well, yeah, what do you want the bottom to be? It is completely dependent on species. So,
okay.
Yeah, if you're chasing perch on Big Stone, you're sitting in the basin in the middle. If you're chasing crappies, you might be in that column between the basin and shoreline out 200 yards. Walleyes, who knows? Walleyes just, they kind of just turn off. So it's actually interesting that she said the guys are catching walleyes on Big Stone right now, because usually the walleye bite is like a light switch as soon as winter comes around. So,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very odd. Guys go up north and they catch walleyes up there, but it's super shallow and you got to kind of know what you're doing. But
that's good news for the walleye population on Big Stone.
Yeah, but that's just been the norm.
A lot of smaller ones being caught.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's not been the norm. So we do have a good year class coming. It's going to be small for next year still, but the following year that should be pretty good eater size. So I'm guessing this next year they'll be 12, 13 inches. But then the following year, hopefully they're in that 15 to 17 category. So, and there is a lot. There's guys that really have caught it. A pretty good pile while they're chasing perch, so they kind of intermingle within that perch school. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty darn good winter. Honestly, things are kind of shaping up. Big Stone's looking pretty good. It's been very well documented that they do not like that clear ice. So, I'm hoping that the bite kind of fires off here and it starts to look like a normal winter ice bite. So. That should be good. Other than that, what else? I'm trying to think.
I still want racking my brain. To try to fish at the quarry. Slam some trout.
The live scope would be interesting at the quarry.
I know.
I will say.
I'm gonna try it out. I'm You'd not be that say person. It'll be the next time I'm on, that I'll give
full
you a
report. Sadly. You could probably punch like 3 holes in the quarry and be able to scope the entire body of water.
I was thinking one right in the middle, you probably could.
Probably, but it'd be interesting, especially the depth where those fish are sitting.
Yeah, you wouldn't ever see the bottom.
No.
On a live scope. So it'd just be a downward view.
Yeah, their sonar won't penetrate that deep. So it's quite deep. It's like 200 feet, I've heard. Various different. So.
Where are you going to go out ice fishing, Jeff?
Yeah, let's talk about that, Jeff. This is your time of year. This is where you thrive, sir.
No. That's the fall. I like fall fishing. Spring fishing the best.
Spring. All you ever talk about is ice fishing, though.
I do like ice fishing. I am toying with going out Monday because I'm off Monday. Got some time off, but definitely thinking about going out.
Good.
I will probably be walking. Sure. So I'll go to like a walking spot because Huskies is usually good.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other spots to walk to.
Yeah. I'm hoping the snow helps that. But I've only been out a couple times myself. It hasn't been great. See fish on the live scope, but really finicky. They do not. Actually, one of my buddies finally had a school come through and was sitting right underneath my hole. And he walked up. And they just gone. Go away. Why are you here? They did not like him walking on the ice. So that's kind of that snow that Jenny was talking about. So good to have. Other than that, kind of just looking forward to hanging out with the kids during Christmas. They're quite excited.
Kids tend to be excited at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I miss that feeling.
Oh, man.
1 year
into it. I no longer.
I was just telling Jeff before this, I was like, gosh, those like few weeks off that you had from school, that was awesome. Just hang out with your friends.
Yeah, and then you front load all that time with all the presents you got. And so it's tough not to be an excited kid this time of year.
That's so true.
Yep. So
1048's Conservation Show. We've got more Blake and Sonny reminiscing about their lost youths. Coming up next. It's left in the Conservation Show. In the meantime, one more show left in 2024 next Friday. I won't be here, but yeah, one more show.
I won't be here either.
I should look who's here.
Yeah. So poor Chad's not going. Are we doing the conservation?
Yeah. Yeah. No. I guess we could do like a pretty much a year in review off the top of our head.
For sure.
This is your first year, so you could just go for it. Sonny got here in March, entered on a blizzard.
Yep.
It was trial by fire because the blizzard was not great.
It was like one of the only blizzards you guys got.
Yeah.
It's like the only blizzard that
we
got.
So we could just simply blame you for that one. Thanks, you. Welcome. It's been a quick year for you. You're almost 9 months then? Yeah. How's your 9 months gone? Your first 9 months as a park manager at Hartford Beach.
It's been good. There have been some good challenges for me.
Like what?
With campers, just like with the situations that pop up.
Let's be honest. People being rude.
Yeah, people doing things that they aren't
hospitality.
Supposed to do.
Yeah.
But I've had to deal with that prior to this job, but this job was like, okay, I am
that's more the, of your job
I
now.
Am the person for this now.
Yeah.
And if I'm not the person, Blake is the person.
Yeah. Then we delegate to Blake.
Anything surprise you? Anything kind of stand out to where it's like, I did not anticipate that?
Not really. I kind of knew what I was getting into. I spent a little bit more time in my office than I thought I was gonna, but it does make the days go by very quick. I don't know. I've learned a lot.
Like what? What have you learned?
Like some accounting stuff, some stuff about the go outdoors system, some internal.
Trying to finance running a park.
Yeah, like Yeah.
I always enjoy it. What was your census? Have you done your census yet?
Of, like, total visitation?
Yeah.
I will give you those numbers in the new year because I don't know them off the top of my head.
Okay.
I know that our...
I always find them to be fascinating.
Yeah, I think our visitation, because we just got our November report in, year to date, we were up 6% on visitation. So...
Really?
Yeah, the visitation numbers...
To last year or you're like your 5-year...
To 2023.
5-year
yeah.
average or something.
Yep,
that's good.
2023. Rearing ponds has been significantly busier because those numbers go up by like 30%.
Yeah, the new boat access is probably has a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, people don't realize that you guys actually handle the boat accesses in the maintenance of it, I feel like. Because they call us a ton about it, and they're like,
"Yeah,
that's the next call we make is like, hey, by the way.
Blake's like, don't call me.
No, it's fine. I mean, we have a working relationship, so it's not a big deal, but you guys are the ones actually doing all the work there, so like any credit to be had should be going to them, not to necessarily my division, because my division is just enforcing stuff on it. So it's been good. I always get good reviews from... how well our accesses are maintained. And
our bathrooms aren't usually too bad either. So I got to thank
the honestly,
for that. They're not
honestly,
too bad.
I on more than the most reported I get is the quality of the bathrooms. And they are appreciative.
The that, one thing we can really control.
Yeah, no, they're people are like, I will go out of my way to tell you that these bathrooms are some of the nicer bathrooms I've been in the Midwest.
To a park manager, that's like music to
yeah,
my ears.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Those are important. People may scoff and think, whatever. No, those are important.
Well, imagine you're on the lake. You got to go. You're headed somewhere in a very direct route, and you get in there, and you're like...
This actually smells okay. This
yeah,
isn't bad.
Wow, this is pleasant. Or you get there, and you're like, I didn't realize that there was a World War III that went on in here, you know?
When's the last time someone checked this?
Or you're in some sort of distress, gastro distress,
mm-hmm.
and you go and only find that the restrooms are locked and you can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
Happened to me in Iowa.
Mm.
Not saying.
I know, I've seen it happen to me, yeah. Unpleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a, yeah.
Unpleasant. Yes.
That's
the
a,
things that people.
It's a drop in your gut sort of feeling.
Yeah. The,
like,
the thing,
like
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What's going to happen now?
Yeah. Plan B.
So whenever I, you know, whenever I see people, because I've lived, you know, a lot of places, whenever I see people say, well, fishing licenses or the park passes are too expensive, I go, there's other states.
They can't keep these open.
There's other states that can't keep stuff open and can't keep stuff stocked. Mm-hmm. Ran into that in another state I lived in, Illinois. So, yeah. So, you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. You do. You really do.
Yep.
Yeah. No, you're doing a good job. It's been a fun year. Get to know you and how you operate. I'm sure it was kind of a little bit of a challenge trying to figure out how all the game wardens operate because none of us are the same, let's be honest.
Yeah, you all have... Jeff knows that too. They kind of all have their different.
They all have their unique and fun personalities. Yep.
For sure.
It's been all. It's fun, mm-hmm. and it's been fun having you on. This is. It's been a blast having a female on. Different point of view, different perspective.
Thank you.
I agree.
Fun. Yep. It's been great. Thanks, looking guys. Forward to it. 2025.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Have a Merry Christmas before it though.
Merry Christmas, and I won't see you guys. So Happy New Year.
Yep. Happy New Year.
See ya.